everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney. Round
seven.
Woo. Yeah.
So many rounds.
Yes. So this round is the first round where everybody is by themselves.
Yeah.
Yay. So yeah, we have seven scenes and songs to listen to tonight.
We only have seven because Javon M dropped. Big fat meanie head.
People keep dropping.
I know.
Don't drop anymore.
I know, because we lost Animated 93 last week, didn't we?
Yeah. Guys, don't drop anymore. You're so close to the end.
I know, you're almost
right
there. You can practically taste it. Come on.
Oh,
reach out and grab your victory.
Disney magic victory. So, yeah. So, since we had someone drop, that means only one person, again, will be eliminated. Which then means after today's episode, we will have six people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you who won't get won't get eliminated, though. Musical-tastic. Because she got immunity.
Because she has immunity.
Because she was the only one that submitted. Y'all just, like, gave that to her. No more of that.
So,
if you want to be in the finale and you want to, like, secure a spot, you better keep going out for immunities, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it.
So, this week was Mix Match Made in Disney Heaven. And they had to pick a scene and a song that they thought went together, matched each other, or whatnot,
like
but are from different
movies. That are from different movies, but kind of fit the same theme.
Yeah. So, that's what they had to do. Yeah. All right. So, we'll just start. First, and can I just, I'm just going to say really quick, I'm wearing my Alice in Wonderland sweater. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so, first up is Blackjack.
Woo!
Yeah. His scene is Hades from Hercules, and his song is Be Prepared from The Lion King. Now, his reasoning for these two fitting together is that they both have brothers that they don't like.
Yeah, which is true, because Hades, like, the whole plot in Hercules, you don't really realize it because Hades is trying to be all, you know, schmoozy and stuff, but, the whole point, I think he was after Hercules because Hercules was the only one that could stop him, but the whole point of that is because he wants to, like, depose Zeus so he can have his spot back on Olympus or something. So.
Yeah.
And then Scar, obviously, is out for Mufasa.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, sorry. People are, like, sending me stuff. Okay. So, yeah. So, here is Blackjack.
So, you took care of him, huh? Dead as a doornail. Weren't those your exact words? I'm about to rearrange the cosmos, and the one Shmeel who can lust it up is waltzing around in the world! Fortunately for the three of you, we still have time to correct this rather egregious oversight. And this time, no Phelps. I never thought tying is essential. The crude, yet unspeakably plain. But maybe they've a glimmer of potential. If allied to my vision and brain. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention! My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions. The lights are not all on upstairs. we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. And where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared. Be prepared.
Ooh. Yeah, be prepared. Ooh. We'll be prepared.
For what?
For the death of the king.
Why, is he sick?
No, fool. We're gonna kill him. And Simba, too.
Great idea. Who needs a king? No king, no king. La 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 la.
Idiots! There will be a king!
Hey, but you said...
I will be king! Stick with me, and you'll never go hungry again!
Yeah, alright! Long live the king! Woo! Long live the king!
Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king! It's great that we'll soon be connected with the king who'll be all-time adored.
Of course, quid pro quo, you're expected to take certain duties on board. The future is littered with prizes, and though I'm the main adversary, the point that I must emphasize is you won't get a sniff without me! So prepare for the coup of the century! Be prepared for the murkiest scam! Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bad. Be prepared.
Yes, our teeth and ambitions are bad. Be prepared.
And that was Blackjack with his theme and song. Yeah, okay. Blackjack for your scene. I really like the emotion you put into this. The only thing that's I like love people's emotions and stuff like.
Yeah.
Ugh. You guys gotta have emotion for me to like really like it. But I liked your emotion in this. It was just like at the beginning, the little beginning part, I wished your emotion or levels would have changed a little more. But yeah, they were just like tiny parts. I wish the levels would have changed a little more. But I did like this scene. I don't know if that you really fit Hades for me, but well. And your song. I really, really liked your energy and emotion in this, and I liked your other voices and like how you did all the different like hyenas that were in the background and the other main three ones who I never remember their name because yeah, I just don't.
It's Shenzi. I think the other one is Banzai, and then Ed is the one that never talks.
Yeah, I never remember the names because I actually don't watch. Blanking
because I know Shenzi is Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Banzai, I think, is the second one. That's Cheech Marin. And then Ed, his little like laugh and stuff, is Jim Cummings, who's the guy that finished out Be Prepared when Jeremy Irons threw out his voice on the You Won't Get a Sniff Without Me line.
Oh, my dang.
I'm a nerd. I know these things.
But, yeah, anyway, I liked your emotion and your energy and your different voices and stuff. There was one part toward the end where Scar is, like, singing with all the hyenas, like, in the background and everything. There was one part it was a little off sync. And then...
Well, that was supposed to be that way. I think it was that way in the movie. The Be Prepared for the Coup of the Century.
I think it was the line.
I
don't know. There was a few, like, little parts. They were, like, a little off sync. But they weren't, like, oh, my God, that's, like, so off sync.
Yeah, but like some of it, I think, was that way for emphasis.
Yeah. And then the one thing that really stuck out to me, I don't know if they do this in the song, but when you said, like, at the end, when you would repeat be prepared, you, like, slid up, like, the note, and, yeah. Like, when you said prepared, it would, like, slide. So, try not to slide. Just hit the note. Like, the next higher note. Like, it made it.
Yeah. All right. My first note for your scene is so angry.
So much yelling.
I know. I thought you had great emotion. I agree with Allison. The levels could have been brought out a little more toward the beginning. But, you know, I mean, Blackjack is normally really good about this, but the rest of you, most of you are pretty good about it too, but this is Disney, people. There's no such thing as too emotion. Just go crazy. If you do go too much, we'll tell you too much. Don't be worried about it. Just go over the top. It's animation.
Yeah.
But yeah. I liked the little echoey effect in the middle. But oh my gosh. He said some words in there. I don't know what they were. I think it was Yiddish. The one, and right, I think that was in the echo line, the one guy that could mess it up or whatever. I know that's what it meant, but the words were different, and I think they were, like, Yiddish. Because he sounds like he's from Jersey. If you watch the movie, Hades does, he sounds like he's from Jersey. Not that that has anything to do with Yiddish, per se, but... Anyway, after the echoey line, though, you had kind of a weird quality, like maybe you were too close to the microphone, because it kept picking up, like, your S's and stuff, really weird. I don't know. But yeah, on your song, I liked your Scar voice. It was very, very menacing and evil-sounding. Sure. Yeah. The song is actually kind of sing-talky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually, that suits Blackjack. That's good for him. He does a lot of that kind of stuff because he's one of his big strong suit is rapping. So he's got the rhythm and the flow down. So it's easier for him to do songs that are more rhythm centric rather than pitch centric. The hyenas were hilarious. Oh my gosh. Love that.
I love the little chanting part where they say, long live the king or whatnot.
Yeah. And the no king, la 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 la. Love that. The line after, be prepared for the coup of the century, I couldn't quite understand what that said. I think the backtrack kind of overwhelmed you a little bit there. But one note I had... And I think I hear this a lot when you sing, but especially on this part. Every time you sang Be Prepared, when it was held out at the end, the held out part was, like, just at the very end of it was slightly under pitch. And I think that's because of the way you're forming your vowels. It should be prepared. And, that sounded weird, but yeah. You sounded like you had a real wide... horizontally stretched mouth. If you're going to do like a vowel like that that's held out, to keep it on pitch and sounding good, you need to drop your jaw and open it vertically a little more, and then that should help with the pitch. That's just another one of those choir vowel nitpicks.
Choir.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Awesome. So, next up is Xerxes. Yeah. And her scene is from Bambi. Oh my god, saddest movie ever.
I know.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So her scene is Bambi and Bambi's mom. Obviously before the I can't speak. That bad part happens. And her song is You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan. I didn't write the reason why. She thought they were like, oh, crap.
Yeah, she was, something about when they're not using the, like, evil stepmother stereotype, the moms are actually touch your heart and is all sweet.
No evil mamas.
That was Soyala with the evil moms.
Yeah, I actually wrote down for Soyala's mean mamas. But, anyway, here is Xerxes.
Mother, what are we going to do today?
I'm going to take you to the meadow.
Meadow? What's the meadow?
It's a very wonderful place.
Then why haven't we been there before?
You weren't big enough yet.
Mother, you know what?
What?
We're not the only deer in the forest.
Where did you hear that?
Thumper told me.
Well, he's right. There are many deer in the forest besides us.
Then why don't I ever see them?
You will sometime.
On the meadow?
Perhaps. Hush now. We're almost there.
The meadow!
Wait! Bambi, wait! You must never rush out on the meadow. There might be danger. Out there, we are unprotected. The meadow is wide and open. There are no trees or bushes to hide us. So we have to be very careful. Wait here. I'll go out first. If the meadow is safe, I'll call you. Come on. Come on, Bambi. It's all right. Come on. Come stop your crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore, you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Don't listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time. I know. When destiny calls you, you've got to be strong. I may not be with you, but you've got to hold on. They'll see in time. I know we'll show them together, 'cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart from this day on, now and forevermore. Ooh, you'll be in my heart, no matter what they say. You'll be here in my heart, always, always. I'll be there for you always, always and always. Just look over your shoulder, just look over your shoulder, just look over your shoulder. I'll be here always.
And that was Jerxes. Yeah. Audrey.
I go first, yes. Mm-hmm. I loved your voice for Bambi's mom. It's so pretty. I kind of wish your Bambi voice would have sounded a bit younger, because I know we've heard you do younger sounding characters before, and I think you did those better than you did on this one. But, obviously, there was enough distinction that you could tell them apart, so that's okay. The Bambi wait, panicked line, before Bambi, like, runs out into the meadow. It's like, wait! Your tone on that sounded a bit out of the character, though. Because it sounded like Dirksy's. It didn't sound like Bambi's mother. But I loved the background. I loved the background music in this scene so much. It's so pretty. And it emphasizes, like, the emotion and the drama in the scene. Because it's like, you get all these pretty little bird meadow sounds. And then there's all this, like, ominous music when his mom's telling him, you need to be careful. Because it's not entirely safe out there.
Obviously by what happens later on.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen this or heard this, shame on you, because I'm not going to say it.
If you haven't seen Bambi, you've been living under a rock.
Yes. Go watch it, because I'm not telling you what happens. It's too sad. I shall not mention it.
It's a movie about deer. You can guess what happens. Okay.
Yeah. For the You'll Be In My Heart, I thought this backtrack was interesting. It didn't sound like the original backtrack to me, because it actually had more of like a country vibe than the original.
Yeah.
And 'cause the original was Phil Collins, obviously, so he's got that like pop rockish vibe going on. I liked your emotion on it. There were a bunch of pitch issues, if I can talk. Just here and there, but especially on the choruses and the bridge. But your runs in the verses, where it runs down at the ends of, like, phrases in the verses, those were so pretty. I wish I could do that. I hate those. Those little descending runs are the bane of my existence, because I can't do those to save my life. And so I am jealous. But, yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. Your scene... Yeah, I, like, loved your Bambi's mom's voice. Like, it reminded me of, kind of, like, older Disney movies.
Yeah, it's got like, that very thing. Classic feel.
Yeah. But I really liked your voices. I agree with Audrey. Bambi could sound a little younger. Like, you could tell they were like, you could differentiate the voices, obviously. But, yeah, just a little younger for Bambi. But I really like the scene. I thought you did the emotions really well and everything with it. Your song. I do like the emotion that you put into the song, but I do agree with Audrey that there were parts that were kind of pitchy, and there were a few parts that were flat and all that stuff. But there were parts where you did really well. But that makes me have the same as Audrey. So, yeah. It was super short critique. Yeah. Not that my critiques aren't usually short. But, yeah. So, that was... Yeah. All right. So, next is Soyala. And her scene is from the live-action Cinderella, and it's the stepmother. And her song is Mother Knows Best from Tangled. And she said they're alike because they're mean mamas. Yeah.
So we go from really sweet, tender, touching your heart mothers to, oh my gosh, evil stepmother controlling mums.
Yes. Basically, yeah.
So it's opposite ends of the spectrum here.
So, here is Soyala.
Stop this! Worst nonsense I ever heard, rubbish and drivel! And you, listening to her, hanging on her every word. Enough! Go to your room, it's late. And you, why the thought of you dancing with the prince. It's preposterous.
Why? Why is it so hard for you to imagine?
Because! You're common, Cinderella. Your mother was common, and so are you. Oh, you can wash your face and put on a clean dress, but underneath, you'll still be common. That a prince would even consider taking you for his bride... It's laughable. Your father was weak. He spoiled you rotten. He filled your head with silly thoughts and dreams that will never come true. Never. Now, clean this place up. It's a sty. You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel? Look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower. That's right, to keep you safe and sound, yeah. Guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet. Trust me, pet. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there. Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong. I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals, and snakes. The plague. Yes, also large bugs. With pointy teeth and stop no more. You'll just upset me. Mother's right here. Mother will protect you. Darling, here's what I suggest. Skip the drama. Stay with Mama. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Take from your mumsy. On your own, you won't survive. Sloppy underdressed. Immature, clumsy, please, they'll eat you up alive. Gullible, naive, positively crummy, ditzy, and a bit, well, vague. Plus, I believe, getting kinda chubby. I'm just saying, cause I love you. Mother understands, mother's here to help you. All I have is one request. Rapunzel, don't ever ask to leave this tower again.
Yes, Mother.
I love you very much, dear.
I love you more.
I love you most. Don't forget it.
You'll regret it. Mother knows best.
And that was Soyala. Soyala! Your scene. I loved your energy and emotion you put in this. I think you sound really good as, like, an evil stepmother. I feel like we've said that before.
Can I interject? My first note is along the same lines. It's like, ooh, Melly has some competition for resident villainess in the Wonderful World of Disney.
Ooh!
Dun, dun, dun!
Ooh! Melly got some competition. But, I thought you did really, really well with this. I like all, like, the yelling and the and she's mean and in. You did really good with it. I liked it. Sound good as the mother. For Mother Knows Best. I actually think this is a really good song for you because, like, you're very theaterish. And Mother Gothel is very theaterish, and I thought you did because we've had someone do this song before, and it was this song is really easy to just go all acting on because it's a very acty song.
Yeah, I think the person that did it before was Ophie Cal. She did it for one of her auditions.
I think she did. I don't remember. I don't know. But. Yeah, I thought you did, like, a really good job. It didn't seem like you were too focused on the acting, and you did the singing really well with it. So they kind of, like, you had them, like, evened out. I really liked your energy on it. I thought your energy fell in a few places, but not that many. And then, just a really small thing I wish you would have done. You did the one Rapunzel part toward the end. And I wish you would have done all the other ones, too. Because you did one of Rapunzel's lines, and I wish you would have done
all.
Because it would have made it, like, the full, like, BAM, Soyala! But I think you did really well with this song, and I really liked you on this song. And I really liked you on the scene, because you make a good, evil stepmother. Yeah.
Alright. Like I said, my first note is Melly's got competition. I wish you would have put, like, honestly, for Lady Tremaine, I think you should have had, like, more of a kind of a sneer in your voice. You know, being all haughty and looking down your nose at Cinderella because she's a silly little peasant girl who thinks she can marry the prince. Ha! No. She's a nobody, and she needs to be told she's a nobody. Overall, this was good, but I thought it needed the emotion levels brought up some more, too. I liked the, like, staircase sounds. Like, they're going up the stairs from Cinderella's room, because you know she lives, like, down the stairs. Not in the basement, really, but I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, for the song, very theatrical. Is my first note, very theatrical, because this song is, and so are you, like Allison said, this song is just, it's all over the place, like, emotionally and tonally, it's just, it's crazy, and it's just very showy and high energy, and you very much brought that. It's one of those songs where you have to go all out with the emotion and the energy and the, just go for it, or it will eat you for breakfast. I've tried it before, and I sucked on it. But Soyala, like, owned it. So, good job on that. That's all I have. So next up
is Melly! Speaking of Melly.
And she actually didn't do villains, which surprised me.
No, she didn't.
She did, though.
Yes, I did, too. Her scene is Meg.
From Hercules.
She did the she did the scene, which is normally between two people, but she just changed it so
yeah, like
to make it a monologue.
She did what people have kind of been doing since the beginning. If you can't find a monologue, take a scene and take the other person's dialogue out of it and try to make it make sense. Mm-hmm. Or just don't bother trying to make it make sense and just take the other person's lines out.
Yeah. So, but she switched this up, and then for her immunity last round, she did the song she made into a monologue.
Yeah.
She's getting all creative and all this stuff. But anyway, her song is He's a Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. So yeah, here is Melly.
A tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cat. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I've got it pretty bad. You can't never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp.
He's a tramp.
He's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. You can never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he is a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. About wow. I wish that I could travel his way.
About wow.
I wish that I could travel his way.
Oh-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do, what a dog.
Hades, get yourself another girl. I'm through. Read my lips for... I don't care about anything anymore, not my freedom, my soul, or whatever. I'm not gonna help you hurt him. I mean, he's different. He's honest, and he's so sweet. He would never do anything to hurt me like the others. Besides, oh, oneness. You can't beat him. He has no weaknesses. He's gonna win. You're gonna lose. You'll see.
And that was Melly. With her scene and her song.
Alright. First of all, kudos to MFB for the backtrack, because she told me that MFB made her backtrack. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome, because MFB is awesome. This, and obviously, if you listen to it, this was not the original film version, because the film version has all the dogs barking in the background and stuff. But this was just really awesome piano-y stuff. Oh my gosh, Melly, this was hot. It's like, I pictured you as like a 40s style lounge singer while I was listening to this. Yeah. But your tone is just so gorgeous and smooth here. The only part I really had an issue with, like, pitch-wise, was the belted note at the end, which was kind of flat, but that's belting in general will do that if you're not careful. I liked your harmonies and the little scat parts toward the end. Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
That was, yeah.
This was really, really pretty, and it was a very good choice for you. I love it. For the scene, I liked your emotion on this. It was really tender, and you could tell Meg was, like, letting her walls down. I wish you would have brought a little more of her attitude into it, but I like that it had that tenderness, so it's okay. There was one line I couldn't quite understand. I have a lot of notes where I couldn't hear people this week. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't tell what they were saying. The line before, "You can't beat him." I don't know what you said there. And I'm sure it was something important, but I couldn't tell what it was. But yeah.
I don't remember. I know the actual scene, but she changed it up, so I don't remember. Yeah, so I guess, okay. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Your scene. I love, like, your ideas, like I said earlier. Like, you always have such interesting ideas. I liked your emotion in this. I just wish it could have been changed a little bit more to, like, fit Meg. I thought, because Meg has, like, major attitude and everything. So I wish you could have brought more of Meg in it. Okay, your song. Yeah, okay, I agree with Audrey. I, like, love this. Your voice, I really like your, I've heard your voice on songs that are, like, kind of, I don't know, ow, that hurt. Like, bluesy or jazzy, and I really like your voice on those. But yeah, I really, really like this. I agree with Audrey, like, the belting note at the end was a little off for me. It sounded a little strange. But yeah, I really like this. I don't really have anything to say, because I really liked it. So yeah, I really liked it. Okay. So, next up is Genesis. His scene is from The Lion King 1.5, which I just saw for the first time not too long ago. Yeah.
You have never seen it before?
No, I just saw it for the first time, like, a month ago.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And his scene is between Timon and Pumbaa. Yeah. And his song is If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc. And he chose these two because they're about friendship and stuff, and he said he could see Timon and Pumbaa singing this song. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, here is Genesis.